Morning, this is Haley and Lachlan with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, October of last year saw the rollout of the 5% deposit scheme, intended to make housing more accessible for the first-time homebuyers, backfired in line with warnings from experts. The Home Guarantee Scheme allows for first home purchases to require a mere 5% deposit with no lender's mortgage insurance. But the increased pricing caps allows realtors and investors to raise prices to match the lowered asking price, with one such listing going from $750,000 to $950,000. One civil engineer in southeast Queensland has left for Melbourne, saying that it is the only option for me to buy a home in Australia. Housing Australia data shows that 13% of properties purchased under the new scheme were in southeast Queensland, having slightly lower approval rates compared to other major cities.
Southeast Queensland commuters are being warned that disruptions to train lines could worsen, with multiple unions still unable to reach an agreement over wages with the Queensland government. Queensland Rail says it put forward a new and improved offer to the Fair Work Commission on Monday night, which the Rail, Tram and Bus Union has called pitiful. The unions have been in pay negotiations with the government for several months now, which, combined with a number of planned upgrade works, has caused disturbances for southeast Queensland commuters. The RTBU says it will create minor disruptions in the coming days, and Transport Minister Brent Mickleberg has urged them to stop protected action and make a deal.
In national news, Labor has revealed a proposal to replace the Morrison government's news media bargaining code with the news bargaining incentive in a push to make large tech companies and digital platforms pay for Australian news content. Tech giants such as Google, Meta, and TikTok will be required to make commercial deals with news outlets or be forced to pay a levy of 2.25% on local revenues. The Treasury said that any funds from the levy will go towards ensuring the sustainability of Australian news and journalism. The move comes off the back of complaints from media outlets in Australia over digital platforms being able to make revenue from content they didn't pay to produce. Labor claims that the old model became ineffective after Meta withdrew from the Morrison scheme, leading the ABC, Channel 9, News Corp and The Guardian to urge Parliament to pass the new plan.
A paid advertisement on Instagram for Prime Up Partner, promoting what was believed to be a legitimate high-yield investment platform, has been found out to be a scam. Sydney father Leo had invested $77,521 and was made to believe his investment had grown to $200,000 on the platform by December that year. However, when trying to withdraw his money, Leo was told he had to make additional payments. Leo went to the New South Wales Police in January this year, with officers confirming to the ABC the case was investigated and referred to Interpol Cyber Fraud Division, with Leo stating he was not hopeful of getting back any of his funds. Efforts were made to contact Prime U Partner, though its website is now defunct, coming up as a certificate error, indicating that a browser cannot verify that the website's SSL certificate, which authenticates the website's identity and enables safe connection, was issued by a trusted certificated authority.
And in international news, a man arrested on terror offence charges linked to a cancelled 2024 Taylor Swift concert in Vienna has pleaded guilty to accusations regarding the plot. Austrian police, in association with US intelligence, arrested the potential attacker 2 days before the scheduled concert that would become the scene of a terror attack, and have kept the man detained alongside two others found to be working together within the same organisation. The three form part of a, quote, highly dangerous IS terror cell that had planned on acting out several attacks, including using weapons and shrapnel bombs at the later cancelled Taylor Swift concert. The attack plotter was taken to Austrian court facing terror offences amidst other charges, with his lawyer releasing a statement that he pleads guilty to all except attempted murder.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or two. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
And that's all of your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, though, you can find us over on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.